Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Usually at this spot of each hour, we have some musical inclinations. And so I thought it would be good, because Richie was at the Jazz Fest last week, to understand how many people go to this thing, what they see when they are there, because it's not really the Jazz Fest. It's called the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
It's a celebration of all music.
All right, it used to be a jazz fest, but now it's everything.
No, I mean, it's always been a celebration of funk, gospel, blues, zydeco, jazz, rock, anything that is a part of New Orleans music.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. So, let's see who else beside Elton John. You said Lenny Kravitz. Who did you see, actually,
well,
that performed there?
I'm playing Elton John now. When I went this weekend, we usually pick a day not to go to the festival.
Really?
Because it's going to be so incredibly crowded. And this year, it was Elton John. And we were talking to our friend Roberta and her husband, Tom, who works the festival in the sound engineering group. And he said that they estimate that there were 65,000 people there on Saturday alone.
Really?
Wow.
Which, how does the city handle that many people?
It's the city can handle it fine.
Yeah.
The festival is, the grounds aren't big enough. It takes place on a big horse racetrack.
Yeah.
And the stages are around the horse racetrack, with the infield being where all the food and, you know, this and that is.
Right.
And it just, it's too many people. It's
460,000 people.
Over the course of the 2 weekends.
So can you buy tickets to individual days, or do you can you, or do you have to buy the whole weekend?
When I first started going, it was $45 for a day. Now it's $65 for a day.
That's still a deal.
And on Sunday, I'll give you a I saw George Porter and the Running Partners. I saw the Meters. I saw Anders Osborne, which are all kind of local.
What time do they start in the day? What time is this thing?
11:30 is when it starts.
In the morning.
And it ends.
And it goes all day long.
At about 6:30. And
so,
then I saw Lenny Kravitz, and at the same time Lenny Kravitz was on the Acura stage, Steve Winwood was on the Gentilly stage.
Right.
But I'd seen Steve Winwood 5 times.
So how many would be, you just walk between the stages, is that it?
You just walk around the
track. So how do they pay people like Elton John, who normally gets like $1 million a night or something?
I mean, he's going to do an hour and a half set, so it's going to be
once while he's there, that's it? Or is he every day out there?
No, just once.
Once.
Just once. Yeah. So, you know, 10 years ago, they started, Jazz Fest started having a problem getting enough money to really cover their expenses. So they started selling these national acts.
Yeah.
And that's when it started getting more and more crowded, but it saved the festival. So everybody kind of put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So now one of the things I go for is, okay, I want to see Lenny Kravitz. I'd never seen him before. That's cool. I want to see all of my local things like the Meters and the you know, just all of these bands, Anders Osborne and everything. And then there's always that one gem that you find.
Yeah, like?
And I found the Monophonics this year.
Monophonics.
And they're a LA-based funk band.
Yep.
With horns and keyboards, and they are just fun.
This is them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love this. I never heard of them before. Crank it up. It's like a combo LA-Philadelphia sound.
Yeah, it's very soul, very
smooth.
Funk.
Oh my God,
they call
great.
Themselves psychedelic funk because they're actually San Francisco based.
Yeah,
but check them out on YouTube. You can see the Monophonics. They do a cover of a song called "Bang Bang," which is a traditional old country song, and it's a lot of fun. So the beauty of Jazz Fest is I'll go there and I'll see different renditions. Band we saw called The Word, which is a instrumental jam band that does gospel tunes, traditional gospel tunes, but they jam on them like Hendrix or the Grateful Dead or something like that would. It's really cool.
460,000 people. Last year, there were 435,000. The high point before had been when The Boss and the Beach Boys showed up in 2012, 450,000.
It was crazy.
Showed up. So 460 this time. That's quite a mark. A lot of people.
It's too crowded.
That's
now.
It. Yeah, I would They're think we'd have a hard time having fun with all those people. 28 after on Good Day.
Think green. Harrison with you. Even the Air Force in Utah is experimenting now with greener approaches to its problems. The groundwater underneath the base contains the carcinogen trichloroethene, or TCE. The Utah base's contamination is so bad that the area has been an EPA Superfund site since 1987. Turns out simple iron can neutralize TCE in water. So the Air Force is now grinding piles of their old iron-cased dummy bombs into small chips to bury in the groundwater. They'll drill 56 feet into the earth and fill the holes with the bomb shrapnel. Now, as TCE-laden water seeps through the iron shrapnel, a chemical reaction is expected to theoretically strip the TCE from underground water. This, of course, is the first time that dummy bombs have ever been enlisted to clean up the environment and could serve as a model for other Defense Department cleanup efforts.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the heart of a 49er defense that won four Super Bowls. In addition to laying brutal hits, he picked off 63 passes, sixth all-time, on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Right. Watch Ronnie Lott bang!
So where is Ronnie Lott now? Ronnie opened an investment firm called HRJ Capital, but after reports surfaced that Ronnie and his partners may have shifted some of the company's debt to investors, the SEC launched an investigation in 2011. Ronnie also owns World Sports Cafe in Fresno, California, where you can order up the ready-to-rumble wings with a side of game day garlic fries.
And few people take you to the laundromat like Ronnie Lott.
Ronnie Lott, one of the hardest hitters in the game. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot, the meat!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.